Yudches Sivan, Friday the 21st of June, Rabbi Nosson Chayfetz, Oisik B'mitzvah.
This week is Parshas Va'aleischa, and the Parshas Va'aleischa talks about the Hiyanoshim Ashori Tameh Lenefesh Odom that they couldn't make Pesach Rishayim, and the Parsha introduces a new din of Pesach Sheni. Whoever could make Pesach Rishayim makes Pesach Sheni. So we know there's a famous Rashi, there's a famous Machlekes in the reading of the Rashi's words. How to read the Pesach Sheni. Rashi reads, Pesach Sheni would bring a carbon, Pesach Sheni. So Rashi's lashon is, Pesach Sheni, Rashi says as follows, Matzah, v'chometz imoy babayis, v'ein iser chometz elo imoy ba'achilosei. Again, Rashi says, Pesach Sheni, Matzah, v'chometz imoy babayis, you can have matzah, v'chometz with you at home. Zot Rashi, v'ein iser chometz elo imoy ba'achilosei. So the Mechas Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Pei Aleph, the Meshachochem in this week's Parsha, the Yeshua and Kedushin of Lamed Ches, all read Rashi. The Rashi is saying that Pesach Sheni, there is no Isser Chametz except while you're eating the Karn Pesach. A whole day you can have Chametz, but while you're having Karn Pesach, you cannot have Chametz at the same time. And that's how they read Rashi. Pesach Sheni Matzav Chametz Imoy Ba'Bais. The Ein Isser Chametz, the Isser Chametz is only Elo Imoy Ba'Chilas, only while you eat the Karn Pesach. Only then you have the Issa of Chametz. The Rav Shach Zatzal and Sefer Aviezri says no. He brings many writings from Shas, and he says that there's no Issa at all of Chametz at Pesach Sheni. There's no Issa at all. No Issa. And he says in the reading, he says the way to read Rashi is the other way. Rashi says Pesach Sheni Matzav Chametz Imay Bebeis. There is Issa Chametz, and there is no Issa Chametz Elo Imay Bachilasi. Together with the Pesach, you can have Chametz together. This is Baloischa Pasuk Perik Tes Pasuk Yud Rashi. If you look at the Gemara Sukkim and Zainu and Beis, you'll find a Lashon Rashi, which is very interesting Lashon Rashi. I'll leave it for you to decide. But if you look at Lashon Rashi in the Zainu and Beis and Sukkah, Rashi says as follows. So Rashi, Pesach Sheni, Einoi Osir Bechametz, Elashaton Matzah LeMitzvah, yeah. The oichel chametz miyat Pesach Sheni Zot Rashi Eina osa v'chametz Ela sheton matzo lemitzvah The oichel chametz miyat. So on one hand it would sound like Rashi the miyat means as soon as you finish the Pesach then you can have chametz. On the other hand Rashi means miyat means together miyat right away, you don't have to wait. So this is a debatable issue, but this is the machlekes gedolim how to learn Rashi. I would like to focus and bring interesting shaila. Beikem, what the Gemara learns out. The Gemara learns out in Sukkah, Daf Chafiyam Adalif, from this parasha, Vayiyah Noshim HaShoyim Tzvim L'Nefesh Odom, and they couldn't make a Karim Pesach. So the Gemara says, why? Why could they not make a Karim Pesach, the first Pesach? So the Gemara says, because these people were Oisik B'mitzvah, they were Tmei Mesim, they were Metamei Temesim, and they were Oisik B'mitzvah, and even though they knew they were being Metamei Temesim, they won't be able to do the Karim Pesach Rishayim. Nevertheless, being that they have a mitzvah of Tmei Mesim, or Letamei Tzvah Mitzvah, so we have a klal oisik of mitzvah, potem la mitzvah. Right now they were busy being burying mason, and they either maybe have a mitzvah in front of you. In other way, doing being tamei mason, I'll be tamei and I won't be able to bring the Karim Pesach. So the Gemara in Sukkah Chafei says, mikan from here we learn halacha as oisik of mitzvah, potem la mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. Potem la mitzvah. The Ritva in Sukkah Chafei has a famous Ritva asks a famous question. The Gemara brings this pasuk, and we learn from here that Allah of Oiska mitzvah potter on a mitzvah. If somebody's Oiska with a mitzvah, he's part of many other mitzvah. Factor it well, who needs a pasuk? Who needs a pasuk? If you're Oiska with a mitzvah, the Ritva and Kedusha in Sukkah asks, who needs a pasuk for that? If you're Oiska with a mitzvah, so I'm busy now. So I'm an Inus. Even without a pasuk, we would know that you're part of any other mitzvah. Because why should I drop the mitzvah I'm doing?
Being,
and Zot Ritva, don't tell me because one is bigger than the other. Because he says in the Torah, we have a klal, my o mehai mehai. By the Torah, all the mitzvahs, we can't decide bigger, smaller, we can't make such decisions. Being that the law, being that it's a mitzvah, and in the Torah, there's no concept of o mehai mehai mitzvah. So being the Eiske mitzvah, you're an oinus, and you're oinus, you're part of a mitzvah. So Zot Ritva, if you can do two things together, you really have to do two things together. If it's Epshel Kaim, then you don't have it. So Elamai, we're talking about what? That you can do two things together. So Elamai, we're talking about what? That you can do two things together. What can I do? So you're totally correct. But what will be the law if you like the second mitzvah and you want to drop the first mitzvah you're doing and go to the second mitzvah? Are you allowed to drop the mitzvah and go, you like the second mitzvah, my Isaac in a mitzvah, but now it came sukkah, I want to sit in the sukkah. Am I allowed to drop the first mitzvah and go to the second mitzvah? Or you're not allowed to? So if you draw the pasuk is mechadish, that being your Isaac with mitzvah, so every other mitzvah is like considered like a double harishus. The Torah is mechadish and pasuk is Isaac with mitzvah is not just a tour of an oinus. If your Eisik mitzvah you considered right now, as every other mitzvah in the world is considered like a dvar ishus, the einim chuyiv and every other mitzvah, you blab like an einim chuyiv, so your einim chuyiv, so even if you want, you're not allowed to stop the mitzvah you're doing and go to the other mitzvah. Because the Torah says, Eisik mitzvah is not a ptur that you're in, it's not an einis. It's a ptur. The Torah gave a positive ptur. If your Eisik mitzvah, you're considered einim chuyiv and any other mitzvah now. So therefore, even if you want says ritual, you're not allowed to stop doing the mitzvah you're doing and go to any other mitzvah. In other words, the shayla is the ritual and the kash understood as the din of eisik mitzvah, part of a mitzvah is the oinus rachman apache. It's not a ptur, it's just an oinus. I'm busy, what should I do? Ever the ritual, the eisik mitzvah is not an oinus, rather it's a positive ptur. Someone that's eisik mitzvah, it's a positive ptur, and even if he wants, he cannot drop the mitzvah and do any other mitzvah, he blives like an einim mechuv in any other mitzvah. That's what the Ritva says. If we would want to think where we have a nafkimina and the shayla, we would say maybe as follows. There's really a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch brought down in Hilchis Sukkah, Simen Tov, Tov Reishayin, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and Naftakana Halacha, if someone is oisik mitzvah, and now let's say he's in the middle at night, he's oisik mitzvah, now he's resting at night, he's on the way to the mitzvah. B'shas Chaniyosah. He's not actively Isaac. He's in the middle, but he's not actively Isaac. It's called B'shas Chaniyosah. If Isaac is mitzvah, part of the mitzvah is only a ptur of Oinis, because you're an Oinis, Savad at night while you're resting, Avad, you have to go do the other mitzvah. Even though you're on the way to the mitzvah, you're middle, but if you're not Isaac in the pile, if you're not actively Isaac, you're not going to be part of. But if Isaac with mitzvah is a ptur, is a real ptur, so as long as you're in the middle of the mitzvah, even B'shas Chaniyosah, while you're resting, still you will have the ptur. That's what should come out. Another nafkimina that should come out the loch is as follows. There's a machlekes the shach, taz, and drisha, and yeridea simen shin mem aleph. If someone was he had a tzolokol, and he missed ma'ariv. We have a call whenever someone is an oinus and he missed a tefillah, you have to them the next tefillah, tashlumin twice. So if someone was oisik mitzvah and he missed ma'ariv, because he had a tzolokol, he was oisik mitzvah, do we then say because he missed ma'ariv, you ever didn't to do tashlumin shachas twice at night? So in yeridea simen shin mem aleph, the Taz brings a drisha. As on that drisha, someone that was oisik mitzvah, the loy v'hifsid, the loy spal avis, ein ait tzarech l'spal shachas. You don't have to daven shachas. So the Taz, the tomani, I'm tameh. Eich yotze mi pi kodesh, dova kazeh. How can a kodesh to come out? Say such a chiddush. Chas v'shalom, he says. Being the oisik mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, just an oinus. You're an oinus. You're an oinus. So just like every oinus, someone's oinus, halacha is brought down Shulchan Aruch, you have to be mashtam do tashlum and shachis. So being the oisik mitzvah is a ptur of an oinus, avad, you have to be mashtam shachis. So, and the shach and the kudas hakesef comes says no. He says that Taz is surely right, because oisik mitzvah, part of a mitzvah, is not just you're an oinus. It's not an oinus. El haso tori kemisha inem mechiv badover. You're inem mechiv badover. And right, inem mechiv badover, then you're part of a mitzvah, there's no din tashlumin. So this really of Achleikas is brought down, Achleikas the Taz, and the Drisha, and the Kudasakesef, and the Yerideh, so we have an Achleikas, and Achleikas, the Tutz Godim, whether or not there's a Din Tashlumin, is totally in the Shaila, whether Eis Kamitza, part of the Mitzvah, is an Einis Rechon Apache, like the Ritva that's been in this kasha, or like the Ritva's kasha said, it's a real tour, and maybe even and maybe in a mechiva and then you're not going to have a din tashlumin. There's a mari that the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Tuf Ayin Hey, in Shartzi and Sifkot Lametes says as follows. The halacha says in Shchorcha son that ate matzah and he was a shaita. A shaita is part of a kalamitzus. So the Chavad Rabbi Yosef says im achaka chozav and nishtafa, if afterwards he healed from his mental sickness and now he became a healthy person, so achlach sev lach matzah, you have to eat matzah again. Why? Kivan shebe eitz shocham only ate matzah you were shaita, and a shaita is part of a kalamitzus, so now he became healthy, you have to eat matzah lachamo, because you were mekayim mechiv. Zod b'sharetzin, in Sifkot Lamedtes, nistapakti, what's the halacha of someone's oisik b'mitzvah? He was meshamer es aveda. He was shamer es aveda. Shamer es aveda is a mitzvah of Hashem es aveda, hoshet eshivim, right? You're part of a mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah, part of a mitzvah. If someone was shamer es aveda, and Mela now he's considered oisik b'mitzvah, and he ate matzah while he was oisik b'mitzvah. Then he finished the mitzvah. He wants to know, do I have to eat matzah again? Or being that I ate matzah while I was a iskwe mitzvah, so maybe I don't have to eat again matzah, because even as a iskwe mitzvah, I have a guess and I ate matzah. So maybe I don't have to eat again matzah. So the Mishaburin nearly, Mishaburin says nearly, the ain sarach lachzal echli, you don't have to eat again matzah. Why? For us, because I will have the iskwe mitzvah part of the mitzvah, and become okim ha'achal, but lamais you ate matzah. And being that you ate matzah, slamaisa you mekayim the mitzvah. Even though you ate matzah, slamaisa being you ate matzah, slamaisa you mekayim the mitzvah chilas matzah, you don't have to eat matzah again. As I state the Mishmur. Now, if I would ask any of you, if this Mishmur is a raya, you'd say, chavakloy aitus Mishmur, as the halach of oisku mitzvah potter mitzvah is not the pshat that it's a ptur. Only Mishmur holds as the holding of oisku mitzvah potter mitzvah is just oinus. That you're anus rachman apache. Therefore, even though you're anus, you don't have to eat matzah. But the gemist, if you ate matzah, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Because if you would learn oiska mitzvah, potter a mitzvah, you would learn it's like the taz and the drisha, that it's a real ptur, that the Torah said, while you're oiska mitzvah, you're part of any other mitzvah. So if you're really part of any other mitzvah, then if you ate matzah, how can you mekayim the mitzvah? How are you mekayim mitzvah's matzah? Being you're oisik mitzvah, and you're part, the mitzvah's asher asaveda, and you're part of the mitzvah, and it's a real ptur, like the first lashon was, the Torah made all the mitzvahs, like you're like a lavan chiyuva of all of the mitzvahs, or even say, then l'chayim, and if you eat matzah, you shouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah. That's what you would say. And really, I'll tell you a fascinating raya. How do I know that, where's my raya? My raya is as follows. The Tureven, the Baal Shagasayim Tureven says as follows. The halacha says that Eved Knaini is chay b'mitzvahs like an isha. Eved Knaini is part of a mitzvahs, is chay like an isha. Zog the Turi Eved, what would be the case of an Eved sat in the sukkah with his master together and he ate kazayis in the sukkah? Now an isha is part of a sukkah, why? Noshim, the sukkah is mitzvah seisha as man grammar, on noshim aparta. So Eved ate in the sukkah kazayis challah, and he made and it's fine. Now, 5 minutes later, his master comes over to him and tells him, "Listen, my Eved, you served me loyally for 50 years. Hariyatu Meshocher, you're free." He freed him. Does this Eved have to eat again in the sukkah? We'll say no. He ate in the sukkah before when he was an Eved. So maybe it's enough. It's not the Torah Eved, Vaday Tzarech Lachz V'Lachel. I'm not have to eat again. Why? Because when you ate in the sukkah the first time, you were still an Eved. And the Eved is part of an sukkah. Mitzvah say Shazman Gram and Noshim Turis, Eved Kain is Chai, the Mitzvah is like an Isha. Samela, being that you're an Eved and you're part of the mitzvah, Samela, even though you have a key mitzvah, Eved is part of the mitzvah. So even though you ate kazayis in the sukkah, or being that you're in about chiyumi, like you're like Isha and you're potter, so even if you had a mitzvah, you had a mitzvah chiyumist, you were in mechuyim, now when the master of the Adam was meshacher you, now you became a mechuyim adover, Avad, you have to eat again. Because you, so, as I said, in Tur Eved, in Rosh Hashanah, in Rosh Hashanah Dav Chav Ches. So that means we see whenever someone is part of a mitzvah, about the afterwards, if you became a chuyv, you have to eat again. So that would tell us that so too, if someone is oisik mitzvah, if also oisik mitzvah is a real ptur, is a part of a mitzvah, right? And then you ate matzah. So if you'll say it's a real ptur, we're going to have like a two evans svar. But
Eved Kishu is potting ganzen.
And oisik mitzvah is also potting ganzen. Which we said the Ritva says that you can't, even if you drop them, you're not allowed to drop the mitzvah, because you consider the eight about you.
But
will
our women to
shake
blood of their
pots on? Right.
I say
a bracha. The bracha the Rishayim said because atu that's the Rishayim said we can say bracha. But like upon him, but the ik halacha we see in the Turi Eved that someone that did a mitzvah, that ate and made a mitzvah while he's potter, an Eved, an Isha, or so too, Oisik and a Mitzvah, you would say also, if you're part of an Mitzvah, seeing that you did a Mitzvah, you had a key Mitzvah, but being you were Eine Bar Chiyuva, you're not Mechoyiv, Savad HaGivist, afterwards, if you became a Bar Chiyuva, let's say you stopped being Oisik and a Mitzvah, or the Odin was Meshach, and now the Odin and David became free, Avad, you'll have to eat again to do the Mitzvah again, so we would say. And if the Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to, so we see the Mishnah Berurah clearly, as the Mishnah Berurah states that Oisik and a Mitzvah is not a Ptur, it's not a Ptur. Rather, Oisik and Mitzvah is just an Oinus. You're an Oinus. Being I'm Oisik, I'm an Oinus. So if you're an Oinus, you don't have to eat matzah. If you ate matzah, you'll be Mekayim and Mitzvah. So you would say. However, we have a pelvic astir. Because if you look at Mishnah Berurah in Simon Arachayim Simon Sadegimel, the Mishnah Berurah himself passes as follows. Misha Oisik and Mitzvah, the Hivset Filas Mayiv, and you miss Mayiv. Zok the Mishnah Berurah ain't a Mispal Shachar Shtayim. Mishnah Berurah passes like the Nekudas HaKesef, and like the Taz, that someone that's Oisik mitzvah doesn't have to do Tashlum and Shachas twice. Mishnah Berurah passes like the Taz, and like the Drisha, and like the Nekudas HaKesef, that someone that's Oisik mitzvah and he missed Ma'ariv, he has no Din Tashlumin. Why not? So we explained before, why don't you have a Din Tashlumin? Only if you hold an Oisik mitzvah, part of a mitzvah, is an Oinis, then you have to be Mashlum. If you learn Oisik mitzvah, part of a mitzvah is a real Ptur, then Avad is not the Tashlumen, because Tashlumen is only if you're a Mechoyiv, just you're an Oinus, you have an empty Tashlumen. But if you're a Mechoyiv Adavar, then there's only Tashlumen. So if the Mishnah Berurah Paskins and Simon Sadegimel, and Archaim Sadegimel, that's on those Oisik Mitzvah, Einus Sarach Lahashlem, he has not the Tashlumen, that's telling us clear, and the Mishnah Berurah understands that Oisik Mitzvah is a real Ptur. It's not an Oinus, it's a real Ptur. And because it's a real Ptur, then you have no Tashlumen. So we want to know how could that shtim with the other Mishnah Berurah in Simon Tov Ayin Hei in Archaim in Elches Matzah, though within the Mishnah Berurah says clearly if someone ate matzah when he was Oisik ben Mitzvah, Zog the Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to eat matzah again. We're asking why. If Mishnah Berurah holds Oisik ben Mitzvah as a real Ptur, as a real Ptur in a Mitzvah, then it should come out that if you ate matzah then, you ain't a Mechoyim. So if you ain't a Mechoyim, a vat that should require, you should have to eat matzah again. So we have clearly a serious Mishnah Berurah in the Halacha. By the way, we should know, but there's a famous historical maaser that Chafetz Chaim himself in the Knesset, when he went to Knesset Gedolah, and over there, all the Gedolah were there together, so over there, the Chafetz Chaim's Meshamish told Chafetz Chaim said, Shkia, Baal Shkia, Mincha, Mincha. And Chafetz Chaim told him, Shkia, Mincha, I'm Oisik B'Mitzvah. I'm Oisik B'Mitzvah, and I'm being Oisik in Kali Yisrael Tzalkim. It's halach and shalach, I'm part of the mincha. However, after they finished the drasha, the Chavetz Chaim went to the side, and he himself was mashlim, he did tashlumen. So I don't know how that story of tashlumen stems in Mishmur himself. Mishmur himself paskins, like I said, in Simon Tzad the Gimel, that someone that didn't have in shach, as Eisgur mitzvah, has no dinta tashlumen, because he's a real ptur. Chavetz Chaim himself was machman himself, and he himself davened mayer, he missed mincha, and still he done married twice. I don't know how that stems with the Baal Kaponim, but we have what? It's a good question.
Yeah,
it's a good question. I don't know. Shlomo Kanievsky is here, so I just asked him, and he didn't know. He said he doesn't know. But the fact is known that Tov Chaim himself Hitaka was mashlim, but I don't know the answer. I don't know. It's a kasha. I don't know, but I do know that.
Sorry, the example they gave in the Matzah case was where he was a Shomer Aveda.
Shomer Aveda, yes.
Isn't that an Asher L'Kayim Shneim?
No, because Shomer Aveda, Beshoshu Metapoba, Loshu Metapoba, while you're actively being Isaac and Aveda, while it's sitting in the safe, you're not Potter, correct. So this is the question we have to answer. How do we address this question? So I'd like to tell you to bring out.
Is there something different about eating matzah? Because once you've eaten it, you can't take that away from you. And even if you ate it without the mitzvah, you still have eaten it. So it's not quite the
same. If an Eved, let's say an Eved ate in the sukkah. He ate in the sukkah kazais.
Yeah.
And now he became free. Why should he have to eat again? The Torah Evan says if an Eved ate in the sukkah, being that he was part of a mitzvah, like an Isha, because
it's not the same as eating matzah.
Why? Eating kazais in the sukkah? Why?
I'll think about it, but I still don't think it's the same.
Okay, I hear, but you know.
Because you can eat outside the sukkah
when you're going to. But the Maisa ate in the sukkah. In the sukkah was Makayim and Mitzvah.
It's the same food again. It's
a
having eaten the matzah, you can't take it away from his body is consumed.
I hear you. I'm just saying, here my body had my kezayis in the sukkah. You can't take I was under the sukkah. It wasn't raining. I had my sukkah. You can't take away my mitzvah sukkah. I had my mitzvah sukkah. And now I have to go eat again in the sukkah. I had my mitzvah sukkah. You can't take away. I was in the sukkah and I said, Shahakla, I'm eating in the sukkah.
Don't
so I had my sukkah.
Don't eat, don't go in the sukkah. The same thing as the
I hear, okay. This is a.
You made the mitzvah as a reshus, but not as a chiyuv.
Okay, what do you mean? And here are both the reshus. It's the mitzvah reshus.
It's
an eved. No.
He did the mitzvah as a reshus.
It's
not a chiyuv to.
And he also have no chiv to eat matzah. Your Isaac's about Eisko Mitzvah, it's also vicious.
Yeah, that's why you should be chiv.
I'm saying, a Mishmur says, yeah, potter. Again, the Mishmur says in Tafa in Heish, I see and says that you ate matzah and you ate Eisko Mitzvah, it's not the Mishmur, ain't so chlachs of Eichel Matzah. Even though you ate when it was vicious, because you ate Eisko Mitzvah, so that's not the Mishmur, you don't have to eat matzah again. We're asking why. Being a Mishmur is so paskins that there's no Dinter Shlomen, which means it's a real tour. The Rebbe said it was only Rishus, and you should have to eat again. Is the chilek, I think you have to say, is a chilek, like the Elam is touching on the chilek. The chilek has to be that even though taka or isku mitzvah is really potem la mitzvah, and you're not mechuyiv in any other mitzvah, and Eved also, Eved is potem la mitzvah like an Isha, still are very different. And the difference is as follows. Eved and an Isha, mitzvah seisha as man germ and noshen potter, You're considered the einim achiyuva. The person, the isha and eved, is considered einim achiyuva mitzvahs. So when the eved eats in the sukkah, kazayis, the eating, when you ate it, the kiyum mitzvah that you had is a kiyum mitzvah from a mensch that is considered the einim achiyuva. Because the eved is potem la mitzvahs. As the man germanoshim p'turis, eved potter. So when you ate in the sukkah, it's considered an achiyuva from the einim achiyuva. So I'm going to ask anyone in the room, the kiyum mitzvah that he had, what kind of kiyum mitzvah did he have? The answer is the kiyum mitzvah that he had is a kiyum mitzvah from an einei barach yuva. Afterwards, when he came in barach yuva, you have to eat again. But oisku mitzvah potter and a mitzvah, even the avada, the ritva, and the drisha, like it says, the potter, and it's a real ptur, but it doesn't. The person doesn't become an einei barach yuva. It's a ptur in the asiyas of mitzvah that you don't have to do any other mitzvah. Avada oisku mitzvah, there's a ptur in the asiyah, there any your potter from being oisa any other mitzvahs. But let's say you did the mitzvah. I'm going to ask every person, what type of kiyum mitzvah do I have if I ate? The kiyum mitzvah I have is a kiyum mitzvah of a barach yuva, just you have a ptur, you don't have to go do a mitzvah. You don't have to go do it. But avada, the kiyum that you had is a kiyum mitzvah from a barach yuva. Therefore, we're going to say, therefore, the Mishmur that says that you don't have to eat the matzah again, because even though you're a potter, and there's no din tashlumin, and it's a real ptur, but the ptur doesn't say that you become an ein of archiva. The ptur just says that you have no, that Rani, you're a potter in the asir, and potter from doing any other mitzvah. You don't have to, and it's a real ptur. However, if I went and I did any other mitzvah, the kiyum I have is the kiyum from a mensch, or says a barachiva, therefore I don't have to eat again. I will tell you not enough community, but the time is limited, so I'm going to tell you another question that's a beautiful question. Our Sameach, Rebbe Simcha, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, asks a Rashi, and he blames the Tzorach in Gadol on Rashi. The Sameach asks as follows, when the Mishnah learns Halacha from this week's Parsha, from the Hiyan Noshim Asher Yitmeim, that Oisku Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah, Rashi gives three examples in Sukkah. What is the case of Oisku Mitzvah? So Rashi gives three examples. Rashi says as follows. So Rashi in the Mishnah Sukkah Chafei Amud Aleph. So Rashi Shluchei Mitzvah. What's the case? So Rashi Holcha Bederech. People are going on the way. Holcha Bederech Mitzvah. Kigoyin. Lo Mei Tayir. They're going to learn Tayir. Lo Hagel Pnei Rabbi Beregel. They're going to be Magel Pnei Sukkahs. They're going to be Magel to the Hagel Pnei Rabbi Beregel. The Lifdei Shuim. That's the Pidyon Shuim. All these three are mitzvahs. That's considered an Oisku Mitzvah. That's part of the mitzvah. Ferta Samech and Hilchos Talmud Torah. Ma'odi Tamati al Divrei Rambam. Always wondered on this Rashi. Rashi is against Mefurish Gemara and Shas. Gemara all over Shas. Why? Because the Gemara says that there's one type of mitzvah that doesn't exempt you, doesn't part you from any other mitzvah. Which one is that? Lulmay Torah. Why? Because if I the whole Talmud Torah is Lulmay Damanas Lakayim, it's a Mishnah Megillah. Mevatlam Talmud Torah Lebekir Megillah. Mevatlam Talmud Torah for Kair Shaifa. Mevatlam Talmud Torah for any of them, because being that the whole Torah was given, Lulmay Damanas Lasais. Therefore, if there's one mitzvah that doesn't have an exemption of Torah Yisrael mitzvah, that is the mitzvah Talmud Torah. In fact, there is some ex, how can the Rashi say, the Hilach Lulmay Torah? is one of the cases of Oiske Mitzvah Potter and Mitzvah. We know we have a klal as Mevatam Kabbal Yom, Mevatam Kabbal Torah for any other mitzvah. It means that there's no Ptur and exemption of Oiske Mitzvah in Hochasam if somebody is Lord Mitzvah. So how could Rashi say it? So Samech himself gets very stuck and he says maybe Rashi doesn't mean Lord Mitzvah. Rashi means to be Meshamish as Rebbe. Because by Gdoyla Shemusha Yoisim Lamuda, and if someone be Meshamish as Rebbe, he'll end up becoming a big Talmud Chacham. So Rashi doesn't mean Lord Mitzvah itself. Rashi means Lashamish Rabbi, which is considered as Choshev as Talmud Torah, because it's going to teach you how to be a Talmud Chacham, Adam Gadol. That's what Rashi means. However, he himself says it's very hard to put in Rashi's words, Lul Maitaya. The Rashi means L'shamish is Rabbi. Rashi is Masha, Rashi means Lul Maitaya. Azai, Fregner is Samech, and he asks this. I would like to tell you one, a Chiddush, but it's really a very simple answer, Rashi, that I thought you could say. It's a Chiddush, but I have a Makar. The Masha in Psachim Daf Samaches, the Masha asks a beautiful question. We know that every Yontiv, we do Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Chem, we also learn Torah, we also have a whole Suda, right? There's a Machlech Sima Ula B'Shas, where every Yontiv is Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Chem, that means, or Kul Hashem or Kul Lachem, means if one Pasuk says that says Tiel Lachem, every Yontiv, Lachem, means for you to do an Oynig Yontiv, one Pasuk says that says Lachem Alekechem, so the Gemara Loikasha, Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Lachem. Half of the Yontiv, Yoisek and Lachem, which is you learn, you do all the mitzvahs of Yontiv, and Chatzil Lachem. Rabbi Eliezer says all of Hashas, Oy Kul Hashem, Oy Kul Lachem. Or you can learn a whole day, learn the whole day and do mitzvah all day, or you can eat a whole day. Yeah, you pick a choice every Yontiv, or you can do Kul Hashem, or Kul Lachem. Frank Mashal Gabal Loikasha, how could Rabbi Eliezer say that, Oy Kul Hashem, Oy Kul Lachem? There's a pasuk mitzvah samachta bechagecha. There's something that means you have to be samech, and that means achilas basar, shtiyas yayin. So how can Rabbi Eliezer say you can mekayim every yontiv with kul el Hashem, and you can be mekayim the whole yontiv with eating? Oh, I'm sorry, with learning Torah, kul el Hashem. I'm zechda a pasuk in Torah samachta bechagecha. Samachta bechagecha is a mitzvah basar yayin. Gemara says all over Shas and Psachim, ein simcha el basar yayin. The kivan the pikud Hashem yishoyim esam chelev, being the Talmud Torah, is pikud Hashem yishoyim esam chelev. So if someone is learning Torah, so he's mekayim mitzvah v'samachta bechagecha, because pikud Hashem yishoyim esam chelev, so you're mekayim mitzvah v'samachta bechagecha with Talmud Torah.
So why is it broke down like
Kosovo Yayin? So the Masha speaks out as best friend is an afkimina for noshim, for those Masha himself asks your kasha in Samaches, and he says it's an afkimina for those that don't have the ability to learn Torah, but Avada someone has the ability, Avada Yemekayim mitzvah v'chagecha with Talmud Torah. Furthermore, the Shagasayim in Simin Sadikteh, in Simin Samachtes, Shagasayim says halacha lemaisa, as the Avada every yomtiv, the mitzvah of Samachta v'chagecha, requires a person to learn Torah. Why? Because being with Samachta v'chagecha means you should be Samech v'yomtiv, kol minei simcha, is basa, yayim, but surely simcha is also Talmud Torah. Zog the Shagasayim in Simin Samachtes, odem l'chui v'ol v'teh v'yomtiv, and when you learn Torah yomtiv, you're making a mitzvah of the Samachta v'chagecha. As they state in Shagasayim Simin Samachtes, and so too the Masha and Psachim Samachtes, say that Avada, when you learn Torah and Yontiv, you're making a mitzvah Samachta v'chagecha. Now, if that's true, now we have a beautiful Rashi. When Rashi says in Sukkot of Chavchei in the Mishnah, as when are we talking? We're talking about Sukkot, it's a Yontiv. Mishnah is saying that someone that's basically a mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, when are we talking over here on Yontiv? If someone on Yontiv is learning Talmud Torah, right, is Eisik the mitzvah from Talmud Torah, you also have a mitzvah of Samachta b'chagecha. So we'll say, Avada, the Samech is right in this question. When Rashi says, when the Mishnah is saying, Eisik the mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, and Rashi gives the case of Lul Matayah, Rashi doesn't mean the reason why you're part of any of the mitzvah is Al Smitzah Talmud Torah. About the mitzvah Talmud Torah, the Samech is right, that wouldn't part of any of the mitzvah. Why? Because mitzvah Talmud Torah is Lul Madanas Lakayim. The whole mitzvah Talmud Torah, like the Samech asks correctly, is only a Lemid Veinim Akayim, is not a Chalish Lenever. About the mitzvah Talmud Torah doesn't part of. Rather, Rashi means, when you're being the hero took matzukis, he also became mitzvah the samachta b'chagecha, like the Shagasai says, as the samachta b'chagecha is mechai the person to learn Torah. It's not Rashi right. It's the mitzvah the samachta b'chagecha, that chelik of mitzvah Talmud Torah on Yontiv, that will part of any other mitzvah, as I can resolve in the Rashi.
Субтитры сделал DimaTorzok.
It's just that it's
Okay, we have to still on an extended subject of Abdullah last week.